Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring back our good friend Nicole Galinas. Nicole is the Searle Freedom Trust Fellow at the Manhattan Institute. She's also a contributing editor to City Journal. She's the author of After the Fall, Saving Capitalism from Washington and Wall Street, which you've heard, which, as you know, is one of my constant refrains. And she's our good friend, Nicole Galinas. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Nicole, this is the ignominious second anniversary of, yes, of Dodd-Frank. Now, the Dodd-Frank bill, and which I call the little brother of Sarbanes-Oxley. And I would like for you to tell the audience a little bit about what Dodd-Frank is, what it was designed to do, and let's talk about just the facts, so to speak, in this segment, and then we'll get into how it has actually rolled out in the last couple of years. So tell us remind folks what Dodd-Frank is and what it was designed to do.
Sure, good idea. Well, back 2 years ago when the president signed the bill into law, he said that it was meant to stop future bailouts once and for all. So you know, stop this problem of taxpayers having to step in and rescue Wall Street banks,
right,
sophisticated investors, and so forth. Also supposed to protect consumers from bad financial practices. You know, we've seen a lot of those over the past few years. And, you know, I guess those are the two big ones, stop bailouts and protect consumers, and also, in general, protect the economy from the excesses of Wall Street. So no more big bubbles, recessions from speculation on Wall Street. And it took a long time to put the bill together. I mean, 2 years ago, you know, maybe we forget, but the president had already been in office for more than a year, and we had already been talking about better Wall Street regulations before the president took office. You know, even before the Lehman Brothers collapsed back in 2007, early 2008, Paulson had said we need better financial regulations, had put together a proposal for then-President Bush, so it was a long time in the making.
Well, what's interesting to me is without any sense of irony, they named this the Dodd-Frank bill.
Yeah.
Dodd and Barney Frank, Senator Dodd and Congressman Frank, Representative Frank, are the poster children for why, in Washington at least, for why we have had the collapse of the housing industry and the mortgage industry, and yet they named the bill for the law to go forward to prevent this from happening again. They named it after those two guys. Only in Washington would that be acceptable, Nicole.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the both of these lawmakers very close to the financial industry in terms of donations and so forth. And, you know, of course, everyone knows about Fannie and Freddie.
Well, yeah, Barney Frank in August of 2008, which would be made no more than 6 weeks prior to the collapse and the takeover of Fannie Mae, Barney Frank stood up in front of the cameras and said, Fannie Mae, oh, no, don't worry about them. It's still a good investment. They're a solid organization. Maybe 6 weeks before they collapsed. That's how much he knows. So I'm sorry. I just couldn't resist that. So now 2 years later, we got Dodd-Frank, and from Dodd-Frank was spawned Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, right?
Yep, that's correct.
This is the baby. This is one of the babies of the Dodd-Frank bill, and that's now under the auspices of a guy named Cordray. So tell us about. Is there anything else we need to know about Dodd-Frank?
Oh, there's plenty to talk about Dodd-Frank, but you know, I'm happy to talk about the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau part, which is a part that I think people don't think about as much because it was delayed. It wasn't implemented for a year, so it's really mm-hmm. just getting off the ground now. And what the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is, you know, back in July 2010 when the president signed the bill into law, he had two people behind him and said, this is why we need consumer financial protections. One gentleman had, you know, got his bank statement only to find out he had been charged $800 in overdraft fees without knowing that he had overdraft protection. The other woman had taken out debt on the variable rate credit card, didn't realize that the card company could vary the rate, and found out that they had increased the rate. And so the president said, this is why we need a bureau.
And we're going to talk about this some more with Nicole Galinas after these messages, folks. I'm Jim Blasingham, 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.